I'm Walt Idelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Officials with the Vista Theater are continuing to assess the damages from Wednesday's roof collapse at the theater in downtown Negaunee. Earlier today, we spoke with Nate Heffron, who's president of the Vista Theater Advisory Board, for the latest.
We had an emergency meeting just a few days ago to discuss what we're going to do moving forward. We don't know exactly what that means yet. We're still having the building assessed to make sure that it's in good sound condition. I know that sounds kind of weird to people if you hear the roof comes down, but really, I mean, roofs can come down on new buildings as well. So we believe the structure is actually pretty sound and that the roof can be reattached. So right now that's being assessed to make sure that's the case. If that happens to be the case where we can put a roof on there, then we have to have an engineer figure that portion out. And there's also some further difficulties in how we're going to shore up the walls so they don't collapse in a major windstorm and cause damage to other people's property or harm other folks or vehicles that are passing by. In talking to somebody about putting a new roof on here as well, our other difficulty we're going to be facing is winter and the lack of supplies that are available in the area because we have a broken supply chain right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're facing a lot of battles, but we're very optimistic that something can happen. We're just going to continue to march forward until we can't march forward any further. But I feel very optimistic, and so does the board, that we will be able to come back from this.
Now, Nate, I know that the organization has been working on improvements to the roof of the structure and other parts of the building. And as I understand it from the statement the board put out, that it looks like at least parts of the roof and parts of the building are okay, at least on first glance. And that's probably a good sign, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. When looking at the building and just assessing it from photos that some of the media has put out, our stage house, well, before I talk about that, there's three different parts of the building technically. So the stage house is the back part, which is on Jackson. We just opened Jackson yesterday for street traffic, and the building there is very sound. Then you have the front part that's on Iron Street. It has its own little roof structure, kind of. There's like a little bit of a dome on that. And it looks like that part of the roof separated from that dome section when the middle portion pulled down, which is just the auditorium. So the major parts of the building are intact. It's that auditorium area, which is the part of concern that we have right now because they have wide, vast walls. And we want to make sure that those don't fall down. So really, the building is in very good condition. There's not cracks in the walls. Nothing pulled away the walls. The other parts of the building aren't damaged as far as we know, but we'll learn more about what the status of the building is actually once that assessment is done later on.
The board is also, Nate, and I just want to give you the opportunity to kind of reaffirm this, is there's a lot of buzz right now and a lot of people talking about helping out and doing what they can, but it's cautiously optimistic right now. So I think the bottom line really to reinforce with people is you'll take the help once it's appropriate and for everybody to kind of just take a breath right now and let the process be.
Yes, I would agree with that statement. I mean, a lot of people want to start raising money and everything like that right away. But the first thing is we want to make sure that the building can be salvaged.
You also serve in the capacity as the city manager for Negaunee. Is there any perspective on this in terms of the public awareness of being, I guess, staying away from the area and public safety just to kind of keep away from the building right now? Can you share anything that way?
So we understand that folks are very curious to see what's going on. You really can't see much what's going on with the building itself. And it is a danger still at this point until otherwise deemed not a danger. We ask folks not to go into the building, which is not accessible right now, but there may be folks that could get in there. We ask you not to go in. And we also ask you to kind of give us our space to be able to do what we need to do. It's always interesting to see something, and something so iconic like this has touched so many people's lives in the community and within Marquette County. Folks just need to understand this isn't some spectacle to be able to go see, because it is dangerous. I mean, we've had several buildings come down just because of old age and lack of maintenance, and it always draws people in to see what's going on. But again, it is a public safety concern.
That's Nate Heffron, president of the Vista Theater Advisory Board. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.